Guys started a new series, and that series was based on, was prompted by a series of booklets put out by the Christian Counseling Fellowship that is called the Biblical Answers for Everyday Problems. And I began by introducing the subject last week by saying I'd like to give a little bit of background so as to help you understand how these answers may be found yourself by Scripture. We will go and look at some very specific questions and very specific aspects that are part of this series. So we'll be applying it to these different things. But before we do that, again, I'm wanting to provide the groundwork so that we can do that on our own. Last week I suggested that the Scriptures are valuable and are useful to the man and woman of God to provide counsel and education for every circumstance. The Bible is for Thursday as well as Sunday was the way J. Adams speaks about it. Today what I want to do is to begin in this week and then the following week to give some basic principles for understanding Scripture and biblical interpretation so that you can, as I said, take Scripture yourself and study it and make application of it for your own lives. When I say that, I recognize that it may be that when you think about the Bible that you might be a little overwhelmed. You might say, sure, I know that the Bible applies to every situation in life, but how is it that I'm supposed to use that? How do I go about understanding it and applying it into my life? I want to encourage you at first to begin by getting to know your Bible. And it seems like a very basic thing for me to say, but I'm going to encourage you to read it. And to read it often and to read it in a variety of ways. The first way I want you to read it is to read it with a realization and the commitment to understanding and commitment to the realization that God has indeed given us His Word for its use. I refer you back to our lesson last week. By that I mean that if you treat the Bible merely as a curious fact book, you'll read it in a certain way. Or if you read it as a romance novel, you'll read it in a certain way. If you read it as God's Word and read it as declaring the message of redemption, and then understanding it to be profitable for our lives, for doctrine, reproof, correction, and training, then you'll read it in that way as well. I also want to encourage you to read it broadly. And by that I mean to read more than just your favorite verses. I hope you have favorite verses, and I hope that you maybe even commit favorite verses to memory. But one of the very valuable ways that will be helpful to you in understanding the Bible is to see the large picture and the large story of Scripture as a whole, and then more narrowly what each book of the Bible is about and where it sits inside that larger story of the entirety of the Bible. It is very valuable for you to recognize that overarching story of redemption and to see that the Scriptures are really full of that narrative. If you want to wow your friends, you could talk to them about meta-narrative. And they'll say, where'd you get that word? And you can tell them it's about the overarching story of the scripture about how God chose to save sinners by sending Jesus. And they'll say, really, the whole Bible is about that? And you could say, yes, it is. And they'll say, even the Old Testament? And you can say, yes, indeed. Even the Old Testament is about how God chose to save sinners by sending Jesus Christ. And proceed to show them from the Old Testament about the coming of Jesus Christ. Now, as you understand the entirety of Scripture under that overarching story, that will also help to inform you as you study more closely and find out where other pieces of the Bible fit in that larger story. So I think most of you know that the Bible can be divided into two large sections. Let me ask someone who is 15 years or younger what those two large sections of the Bible are. Rachel?
The Old Testament.
Okay, good. And how would you distinguish between these two large sections? What's the major difference between those two? Mary?
The Old Testament is about before Jesus came, and then the New Testament has more about when Jesus was actually there.
Very good. That was a good answer. I was hopeful someone didn't say the Old Testament is about the God of wrath, and the New Testament is about the God of love.
My joking mood, I find it funny.
The New Testament.
Very good. You've actually said a lot in saying these things, that the New Testament is about the coming of Jesus Christ and the church that looks back to the coming of Jesus Christ. And the Old Testament is about the church as it anticipates the coming of Jesus Christ. And that shapes how you read and how you understand the Old and the New Testament. It will help you to anticipate Jesus and to find him proclaimed and promised in the Old Testament and the believers looking forward to him. You'll even find that the appearances of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament, that in his, even before the incarnation, you'll find the angel of the Lord. And by the way, I've been reading a very good book by a man named David Murray called Christ in the Old Testament, Jesus on Every Page, which speaks of Christ not only promised and prophesied, but how he appears in the Old Testament. A very good book, by the way, if you would like to understand and pursue that more on your own. Maybe a subject we take up later as well. So we have these two major sections, and each of these two sections can also be divided up as well. Let me take just the New Testament as a for instance. There are four major divisions in the New Testament. So I'm going to open it up to others to see if you can help identify what those four major groups are in the New Testament.
The epistles.
Good. Give another name for epistles. What are they? What's a modern word for epistle?
Letter.
The letters. Good. So we have the letters.
Would it be divided up the letters of Paul and the letters of the other apostles?
I believe it's Gospel, Acts, Epistles, and the prophecies, which would be like Revelations.
Very good. Yes, those are the four major divisions. The letters can also be divided down smaller into the letters of Paul.
Major
and the
letters and minor letters.
Good. Well, you're thinking of the Old Testament and the major and minor prophets, and which are divisions of the Old Testament. I'm just going to use the New Testament as an example and let you explore the divisions of the Old Testament in a similar way to see that there are important divisions and how to understand them. So Henry identified those four major divisions. We've defined the letters pretty well. What are the Gospels? What do they mainly have to do with? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. Jesus is coming on the scene. His life, his ministry, his death, his resurrection, his ascension. Those are the story of the gospel. What's the main idea of Acts, which is, we could call it something else there too. It's one book, but what's its main idea? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a fuller title for the book. What does it record? The Acts of the Apostles. It's a history book in a sense. Yeah, good. Good, Jonathan.
I'm looking up. Mm-hmm. I guess I shouldn't say the early church, but the history of what you would
ask. Mm-hmm.
Of the first fruits of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good. I like your identifying that there's a church before Christ. The people of God can be called a church as well. We understand what you mean by the early church. There's also a sense of history of the progress of the gospel that begins with the Jews and goes to Samaria and Judea and to the Gentiles and to the ends of the earth, which is a little bit of an outline of the book of Acts. The letters are there again defined somewhat by that title, but describe those letters. What do they, what purpose do they serve in this New Testament portion of the Bible?
Encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
Instruction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Specific issues that they were dealing with.
Yeah.
Like as J.G. Voss said, the epistles take on an occasional nature. Their point was not to rehash every single verse of the Old Testament, but really specific issues
mm-hmm.
that they were dealing with.
And it did it some way, sometimes instructional and sometimes corrective.
Right.
When there was an error that had come in, the letters are given to correct that error. One other aspect about the letters that I think you're discovering in the book of Ephesians and the sermons is that Paul's letters have a certain character to them that is similar in a lot of his letters, where the first, sometimes third or half of the book has a lot to do with our position in Christ. It has to do a lot with doctrine, and then the second half of the book has a lot to do with application of those doctrines. So we're thinking a lot about the nature of God, Christ, redemption here in the first chapters of Ephesians. And he's going to move into then the importance and the application of that for you as a church and how that gets worked out in your life individually and the life of the body of Christ as well. And then finally, the book of Revelation. Henry, you described that as a book of prophecy. And there would be some similarities here to the Old Testament, which has a lot of books of prophecy. And the book of Revelation stands as a major, that's its major theme, as a prophetic work. Doesn't mean that the rest of the New Testament is devoid of prophecy. There's plenty of things that Jesus said and others say. Revelation is especially a place where there is a prediction of events, both those that are near, as John writes to the seven churches, what Christ has to say to them, but also something more distant, as Jesus includes the downfall of Christ and the church's two great enemies, establishment of the kingdom of God, and then the second coming of Christ and the eternal heaven. That's just a very quick way of summarizing these broad segments of the New Testament. I'll leave the Old Testament in your hands, but I'll also leave it with some suggestions on tools that you might use to explore these large themes, and then more narrowly the themes of a book of the Bible. So what tools would you use to summarize these broad themes of Scripture? Just open it up again to you to talk about this.
Scripture?
Good. Scripture itself, and knowing Scripture itself is the first place we would turn. There are also some Bible study tools that you can use to help you to understand these things. What tools might you use to understand these themes?
Light bulb.
Pardon me?
Light bulb was the first thing that came into my head. Gotta turn the light on before you can read.
Okay.
Systematic theology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, systematic theology. There are other simpler tools. Systematic theology is can be as major as something like Calvin's Institutes, or as accessible as our Confession of Faith and the Catechisms. That it's a simple systematic. Matthew Henry is a good commentary that will open up a study of a book by summarizing it, and sometimes where it falls within the scope of Scripture. There are three other tools that I'll suggest to you. One is it's a Bible handbook. I'm kind of old school here. I still think of a Bible handbook as something that you pull off your shelf and has a dust jacket to it, and you can open it up this way. But you can also find a Bible handbook on your computer, or your Bible Works, or you can search on the internet for something like Haley's Bible Handbook. You can also use surveys of the Old or New Testament. Those surveys will summarize the broad themes and then narrow down onto the books of the Bible. And the third thing is that many study Bibles today will have an introduction to each book of the Bible and will describe where it fits in the scheme of things. As you might guess, it means a lot to have good tools. If you used, for instance, a study Bible that came from a different perspective, they're going to tell you a different meta-narrative or a different story. They're going to tell you a different breakdown, and they're going to make things fit in a different way. So make sure you use a reliable tool to help you do that, and that you always, always search the Scriptures to see if those what those tools are saying fit what Scripture itself says. Make sure that you're reading God's Word and not just the commentaries major on God's Word. So read and study regularly. Read the Bible through. Read it through on a regular basis. Find tools that will help you to understand the different settings and the larger groups. And then learn to begin to start recognizing how these different large themes address you and your life. We've talked about the largest theme, that of redemption, but that can very quickly be broken down to some obvious practical applications. Salvation has to do with the forgiveness of sins, and sins have to do with guilt, and sins have to do with interpersonal relationships and people living together. And so you can begin to read Scripture with an idea of how that applies to yourself. Next week I'm going to go into a couple of other aspects of biblical interpretation that will guide us. Today I'm going to stop there and say that if you like suggestions on tools, then I or any one of the elders would be glad to talk to you about those tools and give you some titles that would be helpful to you.